When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, we've been waiting for this one.
Yeah.
Because now you got some decisions to make.
Yeah, some tough decisions. And, you know, you start to rank losses at this time of the year, not just wins. And the bonus coverage we had a couple of weeks ago about the MVP race, I think, can we all agree that it's Josh Allen?
Yep.
Is there anything he can do in the final 3 weeks that really detracts from his case?
Not really.
I mean, I think that's almost a done deal.
Yeah, barring like a 5-interception day and then another 5-interception day and then another. Yeah. Like, he's got this on lock.
And just to add some more context to what we're talking about, because as you get to this time of the year and you're talking about the top six teams, it's kind of hard to get 5 and 6 sometimes.
Yep.
And you had a stat before we came out here about playoff teams and how there's a great division between the haves and have-nots.
This year, we may, based on this weekend's games, have the field set 2 weeks early. Not seeding.
Right.
But the teams will be in and locked in with 2 weeks to go. That hasn't happened since 1970, which speaks to no middle class in the NFL. Right.
The haves, the have-nots. So so now we're already talking about 14 teams that are more than likely your playoff teams.
Yeah.
And then it's just a matter of seeding. We all know that the Detroit Lions, hey, you win out, you control your own destiny, you're going to be the number one seed in the NFC. So what does that mean right now with the results that we had last week? Well, just a quick review. Week 15, it was Lions at 1, Bills at 2, Kansas City at 3, Minnesota at 4, Philly at 5, and then Pittsburgh at 6. And so what do we have this week? We have some teams that are a lot of 8 and 6 teams where I'm looking at it going, okay, well, Seattle, could you do us a solid and beat Minnesota? That would be nice. The Rams, the Chargers, Tampa Bay, a lot of teams that are getting hot going into the playoffs, but I don't necessarily know how much damage they could possibly do, and they certainly don't get into the top six, but they could beat somebody in the top six.
Yep.
You've also got Baltimore, Washington, Denver, and Houston, all at 9 and 5. So you've got some teams in there. Denver, like, what do we really believe about them? Baltimore is kind of that team where they've been in the top six and they're back out, just trying to figure out how good Baltimore is. And Lamar Jackson, he was the front runner for MVP for a long time. And then obviously we got Green Bay at 10-4. What do we do with them? Well, they're not in the top six. Pittsburgh stays at number six, even though they lost. But they lost to the Eagles, who last week were the number five team. The Eagles having won will actually bump up a little bit. Minnesota drops down one spot into the five spot. So they are at 12-2. They beat the Bears. Kind of anticipated that they would beat the Bears, yeah. Much like we're anticipating the Lions beat the Bears. The Bears are an absolute dumpster fire, but Pittsburgh losing to the Eagles, not going to dock them a whole lot, because I still think, I think if you put them on the field with Green Bay, you put them on the field with Baltimore, you put them at this point, they're the better team. Minnesota at 5, I mentioned that. Now here's where we get into some fun. I mentioned KC at 3 last week. KC, even though they beat the Browns, bumped down to number 4. And you ask why? Well, Philly, I think, is a better offensive team. I think they're comparable defensively. And as you do a little deep dive into why has Kansas City struggled this year? You say they're a 13-1 team. They haven't struggled. Well, they've only scored 30 points twice. Offensively, with Patrick Mahomes, Kelce, the injury that they've had, they added D-Hop, but it really hasn't added a whole lot of offense. And it was still, 21-7 win over the Browns. And that was with Jameis Winston, the quote machine, throwing three more interceptions, ended up being benched for DTR.
Yeah, the Chiefs got six takeaways in that game.
Yeah. They're at four. And I've got Philly at three, beating the Steelers. I was kind of hopeful that that was going to be the game that they might drop and it might give the Lions a little breathing room. No, they've seemingly put some of the off-the-field issues behind them. Not going to bump them up past that. So obviously we've got two teams left. Bills, Lions. No chance the Lions stay at one. So Lions bump down to two. Not going to fault them too much because last week I had Buffalo as the number two team. So number two beats number one. You just simply change spots. And I still think the Lions, I know that there's a bunch of injuries, and I talked about injuries playing a part of this. Philly also suffered some injuries. Jalen Hurts has a broken finger, not on his throwing hand, and feels like he's still going to play. Landon Dickerson didn't finish the game, was hurt. They've had some injuries on defense. So both teams are battling some injury issues. So that's why Philly stays at or moves to three. Lions stay at two. Are only fault to two, and the Bills are the number one team in the NFL going into week 16.
Okay.
Issues you may have.
Yes, I have issues with it. Always
please,
do.
Please,
and you guys
tell.
Do as well, 248-539-9797. You kind of lumped in Detroit's injuries with Philly's injuries. They are not the same.
They're not the same.
We're talking season enders for the Lions.
Sure.
We're talking playable injuries for Jalen Hurts and some of the Eagles players.
Okay, yeah, but your quarterback has a broken finger on a hand. It can affect some of the plays that you're calling. It can affect the handoff to Saquon Barkley. It can affect a lot of things.
But don't lump them in as Lions and Eagles both have injuries.
Well, your quarterback has an injury. It's a big deal.
One has 22 guys on IR.
Right.
The other one is the Eagles. I would have the Lions not one, not two, and not three.
Oh.
I'd put the Lions fourth behind Buffalo, Philly, and Kansas City.
Okay.
For all the sky is falling, I still think they're one of the four best teams, but there's work that has to be done. They slide down because of the loss, and not just one loss, but the losses that went with it, how they lost, and then the injuries that went with it. John, I would put the Vikings five. You had them five as well?
Yes.
Okay, and then six, I would put Green Bay over Pittsburgh.
You know, I wrestled with that one, and as much as I don't like Russell Wilson, I just don't trust Jordan Love to be able to make the plays in a key moment in key games. Like, we've seen his ability to turn the ball over at key moments is just tremendous.
The team I would not sleep on, and I'll say it for the second week in a row, Houston. I've not been overly impressed with them, but the opportunity to pick up some significant wins the next couple weeks, they play Kansas City and Baltimore.
Yeah.
If they can win one or both of those games, they will be in, I have to imagine at that point, they would be in the power surge.
Yes, but the problem that I'm having with Houston is C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud is, at this point, like, he just hasn't been as productive. I know Nico Collins was hurt for a little bit of the year. He's back now. They still haven't been able to find that chemistry that they had last year. C.J. Stroud, while I think he's a better player this year, is not as productive as he was last year, is not having as much influence on games as he had last year.
He's not having it because everybody overlooked just how easy their schedule was last year.
Right.
It was so stinking easy that they lit up a bunch of bad defenses. I agree with you, Jim. I perked my ears a little bit. Their defense this week, and that's going back to D'Amico Ryans and the type of coach he is, a defensive-minded coach, that maybe if their defense can get right, and they'll show it these next couple weeks against Kansas City, but especially Baltimore, they could be a little sneaky. But you're right. Stroud's got to get – he's got to find at least some of the magic from last year.
Yeah.
I just don't know if he can. Mixon's been good for them, actually. If I were to change anything, I might go Buffalo KC 1-2. And I'm starting to rank it based on the QBs. The QBs matter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
The QBs do matter.
Mahomes looks like he's going to be okay.
Yes, in terms of the injury, yes. The high ankle sprain is a mild high ankle sprain. I think he's going to be fine. I think he is actually going to play this week, but he hasn't been the same Mahomes as he's been in the previous years.
I think I would put the Lions ahead of Philly at 3 because the Lions has just lost to two better teams. Atlanta did. Yeah. They did lose to Atlanta, Philly. You're splitting hairs there. Vikings 5 for sure. I would not put the Packers 6 because they have a 1-3 record in the NFC North, you know, and again, they've piled up wins more than anybody against like mediocre bad teams. There's so many bad teams this year.
Right.
I don't ever remember a season where there's like, it seems like there's 10 to 12 teams that are just horrendous.
Well, and here's the other thing. When you're talking about the injuries do matter. But let's not forget the Thursday night game where they played against Green Bay. And while we didn't think Aleem McNeil was going to be out for the year, he was not in that game. DJ Reader, not out for the year, but he was not in that game. They have proven that they can beat teams that run the ball without a large part of their defensive line. So that's why I still have them at 2. Now, this will be telling this week. You're not going to learn a lot against the Bears, but we will see scheme. We will see how they're going to use some of these players. Who's going to fill those spots? Broderick Martin is going to have to step up and be a man.
One question. Two teams that are surging, the Rams and Bucks. Who do you guys think is better?
The Bucks.
I do, too.
I think they're a better
overall team.
Boy, you're really splitting hairs when you're talking about that. But if you're talking as a competitor, I'll take, both of those quarterbacks. I think I would be more worried about the passing game of the Rams versus what I see from Baker Mayfield. I know Mike Evans is healthy and he's a threat, but I would be more worried about that Rams offense.
Bucks beat both the Eagles and the Lions this season.
Yeah.
I would put them slightly ahead of the Rams in terms of the surging teams. John's got the Lions 2. Tom says 3. I say 4. Where would you rank the Lions?
He's back to crashing the bus. Costa bus driver.
I've disrespected them by saying they're the fourth best team with mounting injuries.
We got officially. Is 15-2 over?
No, I think they're going to go 15-2. Okay. It's 97-1.